Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. We're holding a Menuchas Daf Hey. The Gemara Amud Aleph brings the concept that is mentioned many times throughout Shas by the Rishonim. The Gemara says, Mimashki Yisrael minamutar l'Yisrael. The korbanos need to be something which Am Yisrael can eat. Only something which is mutar b'achilo for Am Yisrael can be brought as a korban. The Achronim here speak to explain this and Lomdis. And the Lomdus here is very close to in Yoni Machshavo to understand the oimik of this requirement. There's a question that Achronim point out. The Klichemda brings in a Parshas Achimois. The Kavachuri mentions it in Psochim or Yitzkuv Tzadik Zayin. They have the rule is that a korban can come only if it's a mutter b'achil to Yisrael. How do we bring korbanos in Yom Kippur? In Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat. So how can you bring a korban? So the Klichemda wants to say that with that he explains our Rechaim. The Rechaim wants to say that there's a special pasuk Parshas Achimois to say that not only Yisrael are not allowed to eat in Yom Kippur, but also Kohanim cannot eat in Yom Kippur. So has the Klichemda, why is the Rechaim to tell me that Chiddush? Why would we think that a Kohen is able to eat Yom Kippur? So he explains based on this, and Korban needs to be Roi L'Achilo. If Kohanim are bringing the Korbanis, so that means they can eat it. If not, it's not Roi L'Achilo. So that's why I have to have a special pause to tell me that a Kohanim cannot eat Yom Kippur. Klichemda himself says not such a big question, because as Gemara tells us in our daf, that's the mitzvah. Mitzvah subikach. The Torah tells you the mitzvah of Yom Kippur is to bring korbanos. That means even if you can't eat it, there's still a mitzvah to do it. The Kavitshurim answers that in Yom Kippur, the Meichel is not osur. The food itself you can eat. It's just the day is oyser. It's not a problem in the food, it's a problem in the day. And therefore, it doesn't have the din in Mashki Yisrael. Why should it not have the din? Because if the fact you can't eat is because of the day, not because of the food. So this, as the Kilis Yanka points out, goes into a big chakir of the Achronim. The many mention it. The Rav Chonin mentions it in his Krevet Sehoris, Simon Lamed Oisvov. That they discuss, what is the reason that you have din mashke Yisrael? Why do we say that whatever Yisrael can't eat, you can't give it to the Mizbech? So one way to explain it is, whatever is asur to Yisrael is asur to Mizbech as well. So to speak, the Mizbech represents the Adam, Am Yisrael. And if we can't eat it, the Mizbech also has the same problem. So if there's a sort, for example, of trefa that Adam can't eat, you can't bring it to the Mizbech, because the Mizbech can't get trefa as well. But the Achorin point out, Kervitzovitz brings it, that there's a rayo that this is not the case. That's not how we understand the reason it's Oslo Mizbeach. Because the Yerushalmi in Sukkah says that Mayim Megulim, water that was revealed during the night, one cannot drink it because of Sakana. So you can't bring it to the Mizbeach either. Because you have to have Mashki Yisrael, something which is royally Yisrael. If the Pshat is whatever I can eat, the same Isser that Adam has, Mizbeach also has, that will not apply to Mayim Megulim. Mayim Megulim is not an Isser Batsim. It's only a problem of Sakana, of danger. There's no danger for the Mizbeach to drink it. So if a person, he knows he's immune from the venom of a snake, he could drink Mayim Megulim. The Mizbeach is immune. Mizbeach won't get sick from Mayim Megulim. So why can you bring the Mayim Megulim to the Mizbeach? So from here, the Kavitzaris and other Achronim point out, you see from here that the reason the Mizbeach has to have something, only something which is Mutar Yisrael, is because it's not proper that something that Yisrael can eat, he'll bring to the Mizbeach. Not because the Mizbeach has its own Isser. Just whatever is Osir to Yisrael should not be brought to the Mizbeach. Another riot to that, the Kilis Yanka brings from our Sugya. The Gemara tells if it's Mechusa Zman, Leboi Bayorim, anything will be Mutar later today, you could bring to the Mizbeach. If the Pshat is whatever is Osir to a person, is Osir to Mizbeach, right now, a person cannot eat it, so Mizbeach should not be able to eat it. But if the pshat is whatever is asur to Adam is not proper to bring to Mizbeach, something that Adam, it will be mutter for him later in the day, so then it is proper to bring to Mizbeach. And the Kilis Yaakov explains why. Because why can you bring to the Mizbeach something that you can't eat? Because it's a bizoin. It looks like the leftover, I can't eat it, so I'll give it to Mizbeach instead. It looks like a cap out. A person has something, instead of throwing it to the garbage, he puts it on Mizbeach. It's not proper. The proper thing is to give to Mizbeach what you can eat, what's your food, what's your Michael, that's what you give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what you give up. So that's what has to be Mutar L'Yisrael. And you may, if it's something which will be good for me today, and give it to Mizbeach, it doesn't look like something improper. And it says that the Kilis Yankiv, that's the pshat in the Krivet Shurim. If the Michael itself is Mutar, The only issue is that today's Yom Kippur, I can't eat it. So it's not a problem in the food itself. So then even though one cannot eat it, he can give it to the Mizbech. Because the reason why you can't get the Mizbech is not whatever is usher to Yisrael is usher to Mizbech. Whatever is usher to Yisrael is improper to give it to Mizbech. But that's only if it's a psul in the food itself. So it's improper. But the food is a good food. Just today is something you can't have. So then Yom Kippur, you can bring it to the Mizbech. And this whole ma'alech, the Kiyas Yankov, really gives us the taste of what does it mean. You have to give to the Mizbech food that is proper for Adam to eat. That's the right way to be makriv a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone who wants to sponsor or join the Shor Machshava Shiurim, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.